Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Luz Marie Lindsay, date of birth 10/21/1963, date of procedure October 13, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Beji. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Golter GO. Procedure performed is endoscopy with cold biopsy and colonoscopy with biopsy. Indication, diarrhea, comma, abnormal imaging of the abdomen, comma, screening. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period, the patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated lipid video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated lipid video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segmental colon, and the rectum. Period. The TI was unable to be intubated. Period. Multiple attempts were made by Dr. Yevgenia Golter and Dr. Luis Mejia. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period bowel preparation was excellent with a Bessel bowel prep score of 9.3-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid esophagus were unremarkable. Period. There was a 2 cm sliding hiatal hernia. Period. There was a mildly irregular Z-line with a small tongue of salmon-colored mucosa characterized as C0M1. This was biopsied for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Period. There was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were taken. For histology and to rule out H. pylori, next line. Sorry, no next line. Continue. There was nodular mucosa noted in the antrum, which was biopsied separately for histology. Period. The duodenum to D3 was unremarkable and status post cold biopsy to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla was visualized and was unremarkable. Period. Number two, at colonoscopy, Boston bowel prep score was 9, which was excellent. Period. The colon was tortuous and looping, requiring a significant amount of pressure. Period. There were multiple attempts made by Dr. Golter and Dr. Mejia in order to intubate the terminal ileum. Period. It seems that the ileocecal valve and terminal ileum are scarred down, making it difficult to intubate, period. There were small non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids, period. In the sigmoid colon, upon withdrawal, there was evidence of soap irritation, but there was no evidence of tearing, period. Plan number one, follow a biopsy pathology number two. There we go, back to number one. Please state follow-up biopsy pathology, paying particular attention to the distal esophagus and the nodular mucosa noted in the gastric. And from period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, given the inability to traverse the ileocecal valve into the TI. Comma. Would recommend initiation of treatment for inflammation noted on abnormal imaging of the terminal ileum. Period after 6 months of being on appropriate therapy, which will need to be discussed with patient at follow-up visit, would recommend rescope and reevaluation of ability to traverse the ileocecal valve into the terminal ileum. Period at the same time would recommend evaluation and surgical referral for colorectal surgery in case the above plan does not improve the inflammation period. This was discussed with the patient in detail, period. Next line, the patient had abdominal pain following the procedure, comma, this was significantly improved upon discharge, period. I followed up with a phone call. At 5 p.m. and the patient reports that she's feeling significantly better at this time period. Next line, we'll await results of right transverse and left biopsies with regards to the diarrhea period. Go back to the findings where we discussed colonoscopy and add that cold biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left colon for histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Thank you.